What's the time frame?
15 minutes. 10 minutes.
I am a practicing child and adolescent psychiatrist in West Los Angeles, and I see primarily children as well as adults. And I can tell you that the state of our children is abysmal. I have seen a rapid and substantial increase in emotional illness with all of the children in my practice, every single one. Anxiety, depression, suicidal ideation, bedwetting, self-harm, child abuse, violence, panic attacks. I could go on and on and on. A parent came to me last week and said, I tried to take my 8-year-old daughter to the beach. She grabbed my leg and she said, Daddy, we can't go to the beach. And he said, why can't we go to the beach? And she said, Daddy, because there are other people there. This little girl was completely well and completely healthy until this pandemic began. The pandemic, in my mind, is not so much a medical pandemic, it's an emotional pandemic. And this emotional pandemic is based on and centered around fear. The fear is real, but it's not based on reality. I have tried to provide facts, data, statistics, information to my patients and their parents for weeks and months. Some of them do listen. Some of them do change their minds because they believe that there is probably more going on than what they're being told, and what they're being told is probably not entirely accurate, and a lot of it is misinformation. But very many of my parents and children don't respond to information. I'm a big proponent of facts. I'm a big proponent of information. I'm a big proponent of science. I'm a physician. That's how I was trained. But I also know that unless we deal with this fear and we take it and face it head on, the information will not be of use. You cannot use information, no matter how accurate it is, unless you are in a calm state of mind. Anybody who's worked in the military knows this. When you are in a state of panic, when you are terrorized, when you are traumatized, you cannot think clearly. Most of the adults in my practice with children that come in for treatment are in that state. They are not responsive to information. They are allowing fear to guide their decisions. They're refusing to bring their children in. They're insisting on Zoom or telephone calls. They're preventing their children from playing outside. They're preventing their children from going shopping with them. They're preventing their children from participating in sports. They're coddling their children because they think that that's what's best for them. The children are suffering. In my view, this is child abuse. We are training an entire generation of children to live in fear, to live in fear of people. We are training an entire generation of children to live in their parents' basements until they're 40 years old, so that they can be safe. And I've heard this word safe for months now. Whenever I hear the word safe, I always ask the following question: compared to what? Compared to driving? As we heard earlier, driving is far more dangerous. Far, far more dangerous than going to school. Safer than staying at home? Children are getting sick at home. They're getting fat. They're wetting their beds. They're attacking their brothers and sisters with kitchen knives, as two children did last week. I heard from the mother. She went to work. She doesn't have a babysitter. She's a single mother in Santa Monica. She's making minimum wage. She got a call from her neighbor saying the police are on the way. Why? I heard screaming. She rushes home. She finds out that her children have been fighting with knives. And these children are good kids. But they didn't know what to do. They went off Zoom after 5 minutes. They were bored. They got into an argument. One of the kids ate the other kid's watermelon. And pretty soon they're attacking one another with knives. Is she going to lose her children? I don't know. She's a good mother, but what can she do? She has to choose. Stay home, go on unemployment, or go to work. When she heard that the schools were going to be closed for another year, she burst in tears. She said, I'm going to send my kids back to their home country. We can't survive. Other parents have told me the same thing. A lot of the immigrant parents are sending their kids back to their home countries because it's safer there than it is in America. Imagine that. They move away from a poor country to the United States, and they send their kids back because it's safer there. Why is this happening? Why are we living in this state of fear, this pandemic of fear? My belief is that there has been an unholy alliance made between certain politicians, certain media, and special interest groups. Dr. Hamilton spoke very much in detail and provided excellent information about one of those special interest groups, which is one of the most powerful in the country. It is the most powerful in the state of California, where I'm from. It provides the largest contribution financially to the governor, to the county, to the city, and that is the teachers' union. And they have effectively told parents that if you send your kids back to school, the moment that they cross the threshold, they will die. And before they die, they will kill all the teachers. This is not an error. This is not naive. This is a lie. It is a cynical, manipulative lie to hold the children hostage for personal gain. It is evil. We made a mistake in March as a country, the single biggest mistake in my view, which was to close our schools. Without schools open, nobody can work. And when nobody can work, we don't have an economy. And without an economy, we have a country of dependency. We have a country where we do not have the right or capacity to exercise choice. And this choice can be from whether to work, whether to go to school, all the way down to what direction we walk at our local supermarket. I believe that the only way for us to move forward and to properly address the medical aspect of coronavirus is to first reject the fear. We have to acknowledge that we are deeply, deeply afraid as adults, and we have to choose to push through this fear and to make the right choices for ourselves and for our children. If we do not do this, if we fail in this challenge, we will consign an entire generation of Americans to stunted development, to failure, to a life of incredibly limited potential. And I think that would be a deep, deep tragedy. So choose to push through the fear. Choose to reject the lies and the manipulation that you are hearing from your local politicians, from your media, from your teachers' unions. They do not have your best interest at heart. They purport to tell you what is best for you and your children. You know better. Make the right choice, push through the fear, and then we can all deal with this medical pandemic safely, simply, and effectively. Thank you.